We're ready.
Good evening. We'll bring the town board to order. If you all like, take your seats. Okay, just to bring up a few items here before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. Now, all planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. So this is a recommendation board. Your final action will be taken either by the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission. Any supporting material received will be available through our secretary or on the internet or through Clark County Department of Administrative Services on Grand Central Parkway. And if you would at this time, if you turn off your cell phones or put them on mute or vibrate or something so they don't disturb the meeting, which I'm about to do. And then if you could all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we get staff introductions?
Mark Donahue, Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
Anyone else? Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting on June 8, 2021.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for June 8, 2021.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of June 8, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 29, 2021 tonight.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for June 29, 2021 with no add changes or accommodations.
So we have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, June 29, 2021, with no changes or additions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. For informational purposes, if anyone is interested, there's some flyers up here on the table. There is a job fair Friday, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Las Vegas Convention Center, New West Hall expansion. I understand there'll be, and according to this, over 100 employers that are expected to be there. So if anyone is interested, that flyer is up here on the table. So does anyone have anything they'd like, any comment they'd like to make before we get started? No? Seeing none, we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, WS210251, Viking Road LLC, waiver of development standards for intersection offset design review for the following: one, a single family residential subdivision, and two, finished grade on 5.0 acres in R1 single family residential RMP3 zone, generally located on the north side of Viking Road. 300 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. And then item number two as well, TM 21500066 Viking Road LLC, tentative map consisting of 21 residential lots and common lots on 5.0 acres in an R1 single family residential RMP3 zone, generally located on the north side of Viking Road, 300 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Is the representative for this present ready?
Good evening, Ms. Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Thank you again for allowing us to hold for 2 weeks to have a neighborhood meeting. We did have that last Tuesday, so thank you to the neighbors who are here. Our developer also met with the HOA members of the property to the northeast of us this morning as well to go over some drainage, so we'd just like to thank them again for coming out and working with us. So, just a quick reminder, this property is 5 acres on Viking near McLeod. What we have done essentially is taken a sketch from one of our engineer neighbors, which is great, and flipped the site completely around. So if you remember, we had a couple of side-loaded lots on the west side. We flipped those to be on the east side here, and then the long deep lots with the backyards are now on the west side. So what this has done is a couple of things for both the grading and the wall height. So we are able now to reduce our fill by about 2 feet, so we're down by that. And we're also able to reduce our wall height from that 13 feet down to 10.5 feet. So it will vary a little bit on this side, which we talked about with neighbors, but the maximum will be 10.5 feet. Another thing that we did with the wall is we did a step back here. So this is the existing wall along the east side for the neighbors. We're going to build a retaining wall underground up against their wall, and we're going to have a 5-foot drainage easement. So it's going to set our wall back even farther with another wall that is going to be our backyard. So the maximum again will be 10.5 feet. So now when they're looking at the wall from the east side, they'll only be able to see about 4.5 feet above their wall as opposed to much, much higher as it was the last time around. And the last thing that we're doing is we are agreeing to all single stories throughout the project. So again, we had a neighborhood meeting last Tuesday. Mr. Sagerbloom was there, Commissioner Sagerbloom, along with Beatrice. We believe it was very productive. All of the neighbors chimed in. We believe that we have come to an agreement with this layout, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. I'm going to open it up to the public. And if anyone wants to speak, we have the microphone. You have 3 minutes. Is there anyone in the audience that wants to say anything? Come on up if you want to say something. You give us, take the microphone, give us your name and address for the record, please.
Sue Thornton, 2832 East Viking Road. I don't have any objections to this. I just wanted to thank all of you for listening to us and hearing us and staying for the developer. I think it's a win-win for everyone. So I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, probably haven't really thanked this job up here a lot of times, but for us it was very good, and we really appreciate that you've heard us.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? If you'd like to come forward, please.
Good evening. My name is Marcia Johnson, 2880 Cape Hope Way. I'm a resident of the Lakeside community at Sunrise Villas. We are commonly referred to as the community to either the south of one development or the north of another. We met earlier this evening with the representative of Signature Homes. He walked the community with us, viewed our eastern wall where they currently plan to direct drainage from the Viking Road site. This caused us a great deal of concern because currently the water is not draining through our wall and into the community, but is instead draining onto the Viking Road properties and into the street. So quite naturally, we were concerned about the potential for flooding of our community and also for damage to our exterior wall. We discussed with the representative of Signature Homes in some detail these concerns about the potential negative impact their plan to now drain the water from Viking Road into the Lakeside community. He was very responsive and receptive to our concerns, particularly as to our question of where the water is going to go once it comes through our wall and into the community, and then the likelihood that the increased water and the elevated drainage and the elevated graining is going to destabilize our wall. They committed to studying these concerns and meeting with the HOA in order to address them and to come up with an approach and a solution that meets our needs. In general, the meeting was extremely productive.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm glad that the parties were able to meet and come up with what seems to be a pretty reasonable solution to the overall situation on the project, and I'm very happy about that.
Anyone else?
If there's no other comments or input from the board, I'd make a recommendation for approval of both of these items. Items number one and two, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
So we have a motion to approve items one and two, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. And you still have the Board of County Commissioners on July 7th.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number three, ET 21-400093, UC 18024, LV Gateway 1 LLC, use permits for first extension of time for the following. One, allow a proposed accessory structure, office building, to not be architecturally compatible with the existing principal buildings, motel, and two, waive all applicable design standards for proposed accessory structure. Waiver of development standards for the following. 1. Increased height of block wall. 2. Alternative block wall design. 3. Reduced parking. 4. Reduced setback for a trash enclosure adjacent to an existing residential development. Reduced setback for a trash enclosure. And 6. Increase the length of a dead-end street, cul-de-sac, with a county-approved turnaround. Design reviews for the following. 1. Convert and renovate an existing multiple-family development apartments into a motel. 2. Permit kitchens within rooms. 3. Proposed accessory office buildings on 0.5 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE65 Zone, generally located north side of Naples Drive, 870 feet west of Paradise Road within Paradise. Is the applicant ready to present?
Yes, we are.
Do you have your microphone over here? Give us your name and address for the record.
Sure.
Push up on it, the light will come on.
Good evening, council members. This is Tyler Goldwell, 46 East Naples is the property in question. I'm actually the project manager who stepped on to take over for the property back in October of last year. Since then, the current that we're asking for an extension of time has to do with the entitlements on the property that were granted back in 2019, which was far before I took on the project. Unfortunately, due to an oversight with our architects who was on the team, we missed the extension and did not realize that they were expiring. So we filed for an extension of time, being that we have been working closely with the city since my time coming on, with several dates of resubmittals, plan correction, changes to things Public Works wanted us to change, such as they have removed the qualification for the cul-de-sac requirement, which has changed drastically the different things that we needed to satisfy for the city. So being that we were working on these things consistently, we come back to ask for and granting of the extension of time with the same entitlements that we previously were granted.
Is there anyone in the public like to speak on this item? He has the microphone right here.
Yeah, my name is Ed Ulin. We have two properties next door to this property.
Your address?
Just pick your favorite one. Just one of your, whichever one you remember. That. You only need one.
420. Okay. 420 East Naples. And across the street, 432. Well, I came to support the project. I didn't realize it was a time extension, though. And in the meantime, it's created a huge problem for the neighborhood because the buildings are all vacant. I don't know if any of you have been by there. The buildings are vacant. The homeless people can get into them. There have been two fires so far. The fences are not kept up, so anyone can break through those easily. There are two huge piles of dirt on public land. I don't know why they haven't been picked up. The homeless create houses against those. There's one on the north side of Naples and another big pile on the north side of Naples, a small pile on the south side of Naples. So certainly if you're going to extend the time, I had no idea this was space. I thought we were getting along. We were told last week that it was going to move forward in 2 weeks, and we've been waiting 2 years now. And we're dying to have this project done. It's a giant magnet for homeless people right now.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on this? Okay. Would you like to respond to the...
Yes, so he is accurate. We've actually been working with the city very closely, and myself and my senior project coordinator have been by the site almost daily that we have to go by, that we put up a new fence, the homeless cut it back down. We've called the police. We've had the neighborhood organization helping us out with this. So the homeless has been a huge issue for us, and we keep trying to push them out. So obviously, getting the project underway, we've worked very closely with a lot of the city members who are in favor of the project, including commissioners who would like to see this underway. So the extension of time was such an oversight to us that we were lined up ready to pull our permit when this was brought to my attention that this had expired and was something I had no idea even took place 2 years ago. So it was completely on us that we made a mistake and allowed it to expire. So that's why we're asking that you guys grant the extension for us so that we can pull this permit and finally get this underway.
All right, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. How much, according to the staff, you have been working continually pursuing the building permits and everything you need. How much time is this going to take now?
So my understanding, I talked with Sam Palmer today in the building department. He turned in our bond submittal and proof of the bond for today. According to him, that was the last thing that Public Works wanted us to put in place for them to check off on their side for clearing our permit. So we're expecting it will be entered into the system. It was turned in this afternoon. So we're expecting to be entered into the system by tomorrow. We're hoping that we'll have the permit this week. Every other department, including Nancy Avinson, Sam Palmer, everybody has been jumping leaps and bounds to try and help us out with this and getting this pushed through. And so far, everyone has cleared. And like I said, this entitlement issue that popped up was something we were also trying to race through just to satisfy what we needed to get the permit.
Mr. Jim?
Do you have anything to add to that? Because you've been in that.
Yeah. So, Tyler, I do understand the issues with keeping on track of a project that you didn't start with, right? Okay, so obviously this has rung your bell for you. about the permits, all of the permits, from the discretionary land use plans all the way through the permitting process. So obviously, you guys need to stay focused on this. You've got people in the community wanting it. We've all approved it. So the ball's in your court.
Definitely. And we've actually been working closely with them, too, about looking at developing more of the street as well.
Yeah.
So we plan to fully intend to move this forward. I mean, the family who's invested in this has invested literally their entire life savings into making this project happen, and we all believe in it wholeheartedly, so we won't be dropping that ball again since my staff and my company have taken over.
Is there any particular following up? Is there any particular things that you need from the town board or the county commissioners or anything to make this more of a success for you, assuming it gets approved?
As of right now, everyone has been amazing. We've been talking with city members, with the commissioners, everybody, the county, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm used to saying that from LA.
I know.
So the county members, everybody has been super supportive. I mean, the fact that I can pick up the phone and get in contact with different department heads down at the county to get things done and moved along the way they have, everyone has been incredible to get us through this, especially with this being something that we jumped into late in the game and have literally been rushing to pick the ball up where the people before us dropped it and really let down these owners.
So how long do you think it's going to be before the neighbors start seeing some action?
We're hoping if the permit clears, I already have the contractors ready to go. We're ready to start on construction. We have literally moved everything possible that the county would allow us to, including underground work, different things, excavation, anything that they would allow us to do, demo on the buildings, to get it to where we could. I mean, we even tore out all the doors and windows to try and combat the homeless. And then we boarded it all back up, trying to put them back out. And so we're expecting that when this permit hits, it will be full steam ahead, full crew there working around the clock, what the hours the county permits us to work to get this open. The clients themselves have already started looking at reservations and events and things that they're planning for possibly even end of this year. So that will be taking place at the property. So we're all under a wire to get this done quickly.
Gotcha. Mr. Chair, if I can add one thing. You're going to the Planning Commission on the 20th.
Yes.
Well, guess what? That's when you totally have all the green lights. You know you're going to have the permit by then.
Yes.
And you'll be able to go.
Yes.
Just say.
Thank you.
And the current planning has indicated that this application must commence within 2 years of the approval date. I've got a feeling it'll be quicker than that.
Much sooner. It'll be done far before that.
That's a good commitment.
Yeah.
Mr. Sheriff, there's no other comments or questions from the board. I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this item subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Good luck.
Thank you, members. Thank you.
Item number 4, VS 210263, Sarah Rosa Personal Residence Trust and Zampino Chris Trust, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Patrick Lane, located between Lamb Boulevard and Antioch Drive, within Paradise.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to be abstaining due to my proximity to the property.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. James Weeble, W-H-E-B-L-E, 4162 East Patrick Lane, 89120. And we are requesting a vacation of 10 feet along our south property lines. They were originally taken from our property back in the late 50s from the land property in 4162, and then the early 70s for the 4142. We're looking at a landscape buffer in front of 4142 and 4162, and then a block wall for a portion of the south of 6085, just to extend our side backyard on our residential care home.
Anything else? That's it?
That's it.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item?
Yeah. And if you'd like to see any photos of this, we have some.
Go ahead and give us your name and address for the record, please.
William Kennedy,
6094 South Lamb. My property is directly across from Jim Weevil's. From my property, I'm in direct view of that easement. Two comments, I support this action. The second thing is, not only is it going to be well for them to get a landscaping buffer, it does really well for that particular corner that is a habit for homeless people to cut a fence. So Jim and Janet have been a vanguard of closing the fence. We do that as support the neighborhood. So just saying that they've done really good for us, and I think not only benefit to them, but it'll be good to the neighborhood.
Thank you. So anyone else would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If no one has anything, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll show you.
I didn't know. You go to the Planning Commission, by the way, on the 20th. Okay, July 20th. Item number five, BS 210273, McCray, James, and Delois, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Wigwam Avenue, located between Eastern Avenue and Via del Belserita Court within Paradise.
Thank you. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue. And I'll pick up the microphone and stop yelling.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Is
it's
better?
Recorded, so we need that.
6725 Southeastern Avenue, on behalf of the applicant, we have a vacation of right-of-way to accommodate a detached sidewalk for a place of worship at Wigwam, just west of Eastern.
Okay. That's it?
That's
okay.
It.
Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Roger, Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Do you have any conversations? Take them out in the hallway. Thank you. Item number six, WS 210256, Ocotella Oasis LLC, waiver development standards to increase wall height. Design review for the following: one, single family residence, and two, walls in conjunction with an approved single family subdivision on 12.9 acres in an RE rural estates residential zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road, 630 feet south of Mall Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Bob Gronauer, 1980 Vessel Plus Drive. My pleasure to be here tonight. I'm here representing the property owner, who is in escrow with Blue Heron Homes. As you may know, Blue Heron is one of the prestigious luxury home builders in Southern Nevada. They just sold the, I believe, a $25 million house just not too long ago, which is reported as the largest sale in Southern Nevada. And they are coming in here to build on the 24 lots. The lots are already approved. This has been approved through land use entitlements over the last several years. So nothing is changing with the site plan itself. As a matter of fact, it's a garden-gated community. The homes, when I get to the homes itself, they're going to start out anywhere from $1.5 to $2 million. They're single and two-story homes. They're about 18 feet in height, up to 28 feet in height. The reason why we're here is, one, I'll show you the design review of the homes itself, so we want to make sure, because the floor plans go from anywhere from 3,800 square feet all the way to an excess of 6,500 square foot homes. The other reason why we're here is for waiver development standard on the wall height. Now, a similar waiver development standard was approved in 2016, but as this property has changed hands over the years, some of those entitlements expired, some of the entitlements we had extensions of times for. Bottom line is, the last part of this, as we're going through the technical studies right now, we needed to come back for a wall height. The highest wall height in the area would be on lot 11 in this area, and lot 10, which is about 13 and a half feet in height. The reason is because we got to come in here and build up the lot itself, because we got to drain everything for sewer purposes to reach out to Pecos in that area. You have about a 7.5-foot wall along the Duck Creek wash. And in some areas in here, you have about a 10-foot high wall on a couple of these lots located in here, as I'm showing you. And we have about a 7.5-foot high wall out on Pecos. Staff is recommending approval of the waiver development standard. These are the design review purposes. Blue Heron, which is somewhat of a similar design. Blue Heron is built in this area, I believe, off of Tamiyasu over the last several years. So with that being said, this is a design review, waiver development standard. Staff's recommending approval, and we're asking you for your approval so we can get things moving here.
Okay, is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? He has the microphone there.
My name is Danny Greenspun. I live at 1 Quail Peak Way, which is here. Gate's over here. So my property is on the other side of this wall. And you know? Approximately to here. And most of this wall is at 8 feet. When Sherman Simmons owned this land, I built this wall. I paid for this one. But this side, I think, is called Slumpstone, and my side is plain block. So I just have concerns about the nature of the elevation of the wall, whether they'll be consistent with the existing wall. Now that I hear that these lots will be raised, definitely I would hope to have the section of the wall raised as well. At least from my side, I would like a consistent height on my piece of wall. I was kind of excited that number being thrown around is 13 feet because I would love for this wall to be 13 feet high, especially with the property doing this. While I've got the mic, Tyler Jones, who I believe is the head of this project, his father built my house, and I have nothing but great things to say about him. He built wonderful houses. Thank you.
Martin?
Hello, my name is Martin Ravenhill. I live at 3505 East Malden Avenue, and I have the property which is adjacent to this project just here. And I have about six acres. Basically, my concern is that property, I'm so pleased that it's going to be developed because it has been very troublesome since I purchased back in 2019 my house. And we've had problems, I've had burglars coming in, and we've had terrible fires. We've had problems with coyotes killing our pets from this land, which hadn't been tended to. And it was unfenced, and there was a fire which could have actually caused untold damage last year. Luckily, I was allowed to let the fire brigade, so fire service here, and the medium community. I was able to let them use my land to drive their fire engine to put the fire out, and I not being there or allowed them to do that, it would have been very, very difficult, probably would have caused catastrophic damage. Anyway, to me the wall were very welcome. I would like to understand what a screen wall is though, because when I looked on the internet under just the images of the screen wall, it seemed like it was a wall with holes in it. This will not help me at all with problems with homeless people, burglars or coyotes, because they only get a grip on the holes. I've seen them do it. A 13-foot wall is extremely welcome, but it must be solid, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Crichton. I'm at 117 Quail Run Road, right behind this property and on the other side of the wash. I have a question. These two back lots, how much will they be raised? You talked about raising these two rear lots.
How much will they raise? 4 feet.
All right. I'd like to speak out in support of this project. It's been a vacant land for many, many years. I live right behind here. I've had issues with the coyotes too, attacking my animals. I witnessed and called the fire crew with the firemen on the fire that was like three stories high. So I speak out in support of it.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on the item? Okay. If you'd like to go ahead and respond.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yes, actually, quickly to address the two concerns. The block wall that we're proposing is a decorative block wall. So I understand they say screen wall and you have different images, but it will be a decorative block wall, the walls that you typically see there. The second issue, as far as the height of the wall, we can work with the Screens Fund and the neighbor. If they wanted to increase, we can afterwards, after this meeting, get their information, work that out as we get to the Board of County Commissioners hearing. But raising the wall there, that's fine, and appreciate everybody's support because this has been an eyesore, so to speak, and problems, as you've heard from the neighbors, and Blue Heron coming in as a quality developer in this area, and we're going to be able to work on raising the wall a little bit more because we still have a 13-foot high wall is the way we're developing standards, so we'll work with them on making something symmetrical over there.
Okay. With that, then, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I remember this coming up at about off-sites, and there was some discussion over who liked sidewalks, who didn't like sidewalks. So what's the final determination going to be now that you're this far along?
Yeah, the waiver, it was waiver of off-sites. And I think at the time we were working with Mr. Marnell across the street there. We wanted to ensure that it was going to be a rural nature. And as part of the agreement with him, there was an additional landscaping out on Pecos itself that he wanted to see intense landscaping out on Pecos like what he has across the street.
And you still intend to, you have a waiver for no street lights?
Yes, waiver. I think that was approved. Yeah, the extension of time might have came through here not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And as I said, there were a number of different items. But that's one of the items that is actually existing and has been approved by this board and is existing.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Just one comment, Mr. Chairman. So, Bob, make sure that you keep those all coordinated by date.
Yeah.
The other waivers, because you don't want them to expire, and we certainly don't want to have to actually renegotiate all that stuff.
No, the good news is this is already going through technical reviews, and Chris Armstrong is pushing everything through, and Chris knows how to go through the system, and Lou Heron is ready, they're ready to close as soon as we get these approvals and move forward, so this is exciting.
Mr. Chair, if there's no further questions or comments from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Goes
to the Planning Commission on July 20th.
And as for the record, we're going to meet with the neighbors and we're going to work on that issue going up to the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
So, we just managed to grow 7-1. Okay, item number 7, WS210265, Anderson, Ryan, and Nicole, waiver development standards for reduced front setback for an existing single family residence on 0.2 acres in an RD. Suburban Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the north side of Nicole Street, 356 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise.
Good evening, I'm Wayne Shumsker, 10346 Jade Gardens Drive. I'm speaking.
Can you spell your last name, please?
S is in Sam, H U, M is in Mary, S is in Sam, K. E. Iris and Robert.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm speaking on behalf of the applicant. We're proposing to add a room addition to the front of the property that's been built in 1977. The square footage is approximately 310 square feet. We'll be encroaching on the front 30-foot setback, approximately 4 feet, 4.5 inches. The front of the addition will be equidistant from the street as the garage. From the street perspective, we're using the same architecture. It'll be the gable end to match the garage, same building materials, same roofing materials. So from the street, everything will be symmetrical for good visual purposes.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board. If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 8, WS210276, Guzman Cabina, waivers of development standards for following: 1, reduced setback, and 2, reduced building separation from accessory building in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.2 acres in R1 single-family residential zone, generally located in the east side of Camden Way and the south side of Viking Road within Paradise. Your name and address for the record?
3910 Camden Way.
And your name?
Alex, excuse me. We finally got all the permits and details of the property. And that's basically it. I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to be saying, but we have 189 square foot storage on the side of the house. This is the storage right here. The whole floor plan, for that one, I think that's it. I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to
do. Is that your presentation?
What?
Is that your presentation?
Yeah. Okay. It was the last minute, I'm sorry.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. You know, staff is recommending denial.
Staff is recommending what?
Denial. Have you thought about... First off, I still have a problem with people building things without getting permits. That's just totally uncalled for.
Yeah, I mean,
you build something, you get a permit, you get permission. And that's the end of that story. The one thought is, in all of the backup that we got, is that maybe you could suggest some type of landscaping around the storage shed that would mitigate how it's built, where it's at. Have you given that any thought?
To just add, tall bushes or something?
They didn't specify, I don't believe, exactly what, but something that would, for the most part, shelter that building, screen that building from.
Yeah, we'd be willing to do that here.
What would staff see around that?
Typically, Mr. Chairman, with polymer trees, Italian cypress, it's not, would it be, subject to a specific type of tree, but trees that would certainly provide some type of mitigation and buffering between the perimeter wall and the accessory building, then planting one medium tree in front of the accessory structure in order to mitigate the setback. So we would leave that at the discretion of the property owner.
Has your neighbor on that side said anything about it?
To be honest with you, I don't have any issues with nobody. Nobody told me anything. So I don't have any problems with any neighbor around my house. You know.
Well, somebody filed
except
a complaint.
Except whoever turned
me in. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
the county doesn't go looking. So what? Somebody in the neighborhood wrote down a complaint.
Okay.
So one of the issues that the county is really concerned about in things like this is fire. So separations from buildings and from the edge of a wall on the side yard is so that the fire people, the firefighters, emergency folk, can get around it into the backyard. We just heard about access from the previous item.
Right.
So if a fire breaks out, and I do have a question, if a fire breaks out in the storage shed, I'm guessing that's what this is, you know, it can easily leak through the wall or above it to the house. And there's like no separation, it's very difficult to control, and it can engulf the whole place.
Right.
Question, do you have electrical in this, because this is a key. If it has electrical in it, and there's no building permit, there is a fire hazard that is pending.
I think we got all the permits, the building permits. We had the building, then we went to get the permits afterwards, right? Yes, it has electrical.
Okay, yikes and yikes. Yeah. All right, on the answer. So, do you have a copy of the building permits for us to look at? Because they're not in the packet. And what we have is a notice of violation.
Okay.
That said that you built it without permits.
I can just forward, give them to your secretary to talk to them, or could you like it right now?
Well, you probably better, because you're going to be going to the Planning Commission on the 20th.
Yeah.
They could come back.
Wait, what kind of electrical? Is there just a light bulb in there?
Yeah, it's just light.
Because it's only 189 square feet.
Yeah, it's just.
So you're storing stuff in there and you just want to turn on a light to see what's in there.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no plug-ins or anything like that. It's just the light.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Down the slippery
slope. Dig deeper.
Down the slippery slope.
¿Cuánto tiene? Outlets.
En realidad no sé si tiene tres o tiene cuatro. Yo el building decidí hacerlo. Yo no sabía que yo tenía que tener un permiso, ¿verdad? Yo lo hice como una storage. Yo sé que a lo mejor yo hice mal porque no pedí permiso. Pero yo dije, ok, si yo voy a meter una cosa al cuarto, quiero que no se dañe, ¿verdad? Por eso lo hice bien. Pero yo en realidad no sabía que tenía que pasar por todos esos ustedes.
There's four outlets. She built it. She didn't know she could build it. And now she's here trying to fix the problem. It was permitted and they said it's all good. Is the rough translation of that. It's a speed translation.
They said it's all good. Or?
They said that the outlet is to code. So I apologize for speaking Spanish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, eventually, you're going to go through the entire process, so we're trying to maintain the board with your electrical until this is approved. So, it's going to get the proper response from the manager.
Yeah.
I hate these.
Well, I think it's small enough that if they put in, as staff's recommending, a medium tree in the corner and three columnar trees of some kind along the perimeter wall to block it from the neighbors, it's only 100. We've seen much bigger storage units try to be crammed in. It's fairly small. And as Blanca pointed out, you know, they're going to make sure it meets code. We're just giving them a break here.
Yeah, and I would strongly recommend that they get a letter of support from a neighbor that's directed by this.
Okay.
I don't know who turned it, but it doesn't hurt to knock and say, hey, I should please support my neighbor's
And I'm going to say this, you can request a translator at these board meetings.
Okay.
You have to submit that request ahead of time.
Okay.
Blanca can explain to you the exact process, just so that you have someone who actually knows, you know, building terms, opposed to people like us who are like, I know Spanish enough.
I don't think she can get a Spanish translator. She can only get a
That seems weird. Okay, and
I'll just figure my life out and know a little bit better. Yeah. Not last minute, I'm sorry.
But, you know, reach out, see if you can.
Okay, yeah, thank
and
you.
We'll take it
I'll talk to you after.
Okay.
We'll connect you with the planning commissioner about the forest and just so that you're aware of what you're doing. She might even come to your house and kind of check out and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think we've been in contact with her. Okay. She's going to reach out to us after the meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
So based on that, I would make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary or check. Preliminary staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions, which specifically mention the landscaping and what to do. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The other thing I would caution you about, and if you would tell her in the future,
yeah,
if she's going to build something,
yeah, well now
get with the county, yeah, have her get with the county, and find out if she needs a permit, doesn't need a permit, what needs to be done, but you don't wind up before us again.
Yes.
Okay?
No, we've definitely learned our lesson. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Good luck.
I'm very sympathetic because my grandfather definitely did exactly the same thing with his little garage.
Item number 9, ET 21400088 ZC190197, School Board Trustees Design Review, First Extension of Time for an Elementary School on 8.0 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lane, 100 feet east of Algonquin Drive, within Paradise. They're not here, but they come up with them,
yeah,
to us recently.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to return to board.
Yes.
I like that.
I like
our
that.
Our next meeting is July 13th.
We have a motion to return to the board on July 13th, 2021 at our next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any general business? I guess not.
Guess not.
Walter has left the room. Elvis has left the room. Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's table here. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone here that would like to speak? Okay. Do we have a motion for the next meeting?
July 13th,
2021. Okay. Oh, we don't need that. Do we have a motion to adjourn this place?
Move to adjourn.
So a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I didn't think anybody would be.